Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Twitter says, happy birthday to me.
Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, sent out the very first tweet on this day 10 years ago saying, just setting up my Twitter. And he spelled it T-W-T-T-R. He couldn't even put the vowels in there. Kept it nice and short.
That's okay now, right? When you're trying to do that, you're trying to kind of shorten up your tweets to make them fit, because this is how I struggle the most on Twitter. It's okay to drop vowels out if you can still read what the word probably says. And then people don't think you're spelling it incorrectly. They know that you're condensing it to fit in Twitter.
I like to think that what Twitter has done for us is make us more economical when it comes to words. So I try so very hard to not drop letters or use numbers in the place of two or four or anything like that. Or see you later, see you, whatever. Anyway, we can do better. We can rephrase that. And sometimes I get frustrated and I just use the really shorthand.
Why? What words are free and they're great. Mm-hmm. And they're lovely to play with and use. I never understood the less. I never understood that.
Well, that was the whole point of Twitter, right? 140 characters at a time.
Right, but why? Why?
Why not 150? You know, kind of round it up just
a bit.
Yeah,
I like that number better,
here
Polly.
We go.
That's nicer.
I don't know. We have to ask Mr. Dorsey himself.
But what about your teacher who always said, well, don't use a $100 word if a $2 word will fit?
I
totally disagree. Give me the flowery prose. I like it. I like it a lot.
That's because you understand it. Not everybody does.
So you're telling me Twitter was 140 characters for people like who have ADHD and or...
Yeah, I think it was to make it much... more efficient to scroll through things, right? As opposed to Facebook, which because that was the big thing at the time, Facebook versus Twitter. And Twitter was just a lot more condensed and you can gather a lot more information in a shorter period of time just by scrolling through at 140 characters.
I don't remember anything that I look at on Twitter, honestly. Nothing.
Well, just so you know, as Twitter reaches its second decade, moving into its second decade now, there is a new algorithm that's been created to find out if you're tweeting sober or not sober. So just when you think you're drunk tweeting and you're pretty coherent, the algorithm says, no, you're not. Stop that.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. I don't want the algorithm to think I'm drunk when all I'm trying to do is just fit in some extra letters to make my tweet complete.
I'm not sure that will be the case, but maybe.
Does it look for so I can avoid it? How do they know if you're drunk tweeting?
So they've gone through like thousands and thousands of tweets and they can determine if a tweeter mentioned alcohol and if they were drinking or had posted that while drinking, because they look at patterns of alcohol related behavior.
Mm.
Yeah.
One time a little while ago, I think it was around when I started the show on 570, the mayor tweeted at me, but it was like Friday night at like 8:30 in my defense. And so then I thought, well, should I answer him now? I've had a couple glasses of wine. And then I thought, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to answer him.
Answer him.
And I called him Captain Kitchener. And then I thought, oh, maybe that's a little offside.
I'm sure he loved it. The mayor likes that sort of thing. Do it all the time.
He didn't seem to mind.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.